Vayter in Shasri and Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vav, picking up a Lamed Hamad base by the bottom of the page, 9 lines up from the bottom. Amar Abaye says, Hashtag the Amar. Now that we said, Ein Ritzicha Dochas a Shabbos. Execution is not knock away Shabbos. Rashi says, Milo Sivaru. We're going to also say that Ritzicha is not going to be knocking off the service of the sacrificial offerings. Says Rashi, we learn that it's not going to knock off Avoda from a Kavachomer. If Shabbos is knocked away because of Avoda, in other words, you'll bring Karbonos to Shabbos, and Ein Ritzicha Dochas Hasha, but execution will not knock it, be doche, then Avoda, she Dochas Shabbos, this is Dochas Shabbos, Eino Din Shalote Ritzicha Dochas Hasha, then of course Ritzicha is not going to be doche it. And if you're going to say, but what about the fact that it says, from near my Mizbeach, you should take him to die, which is indicating that Karbanos is knocked out by execution of a murderer. Ahula Karban Yachid, Olodachi Shabbos. That pasuk is talking about a Karban Yachid, which doesn't override Shabbos. So Abaye is saying, right, only if it's a carbon of a tzibur, not of a yachid. So he's saying that it's kavachomer, proving that execution does not override. Karbonos applies only to the karbonos of the tzibur, which are chomer that they knock off Shabbos. The pasuk, which indicates that executions do override karbonos, refers to those brought by individuals. Such karbonos do not override Shabbos or the mitzvah of executions, says Gemara, Amareva, lo te ritzicha docha karban yachid mikal v'chomer. We shouldn't learn out that execution of a murderer does not override karbanos of a private karban from the following kal v'chomer. Beep, turn the page, Amarevav. Ma yomtev shenitcha v'dei karban yachid, if yomtev, which is less machmir, because a karban yachid can be brought on yomtev, Ein Ritzicha. Happens to be that's a machlokas, by the way. Gemara and Beitza. There is a tzat. Ein Ritzicha dochas, but Ritzicha doesn't knock it away, Yantif. Karban Yachit, you dochas Yantif, then reference to a Karban Yachit, which is machmir, that it does override Yantif. Ein Odin Shlote Ritzicha dochas, then is it logical that Ritzicha, the execution of this murder, would not knock it away? That works well according to the ones, machlokas, right? You see, the nedarim and nedavos aren't brought on yontif. Rashi says, that's meskana de milsei de ravei. It makes sense if you say that you can't bring, which are carbon yachid, can't bring on yontif because there's no basis to say that the avoda of a yachid is more chamor than yontif, therefore no kavachomer can be made to prove that executions don't override this. They say that you can bring a yontif a yachid, then ma'ik lememar. What are you going to say now? According to this opinion, we have a kavachomer to prove that executions cannot override a carbon of a yachid or of a tzibor. The pasuk's teaching that they do override some karbanos doesn't really apply. Ella Marava, lo mi bai leman damer nedarim nedavos kerim yamtuf. You don't have to say that according to the one who holds that nedarim nedavos that are brought in yamtuf. A kavachomer can't be used to stop executions from overriding the karbanos of the tzibor. The halom sky mayim bizbechi klal, because then the pasuk that says a kohen can be removed from near my altar for execution will not be applicable at all. El afilu mandam nedarim nedavos angry miyantif, and says it can't be brought in yantif. Kavachomer still can't be used to prevent executions from overriding the carbon sibor. Haksiv mayim bizbechi, because it says from near my mizbeach, which we explain mizbechi amiyuchad li. That is a mizbeach, which is to me specific. Gomai ninu tamid. And what is this special type of carbon we're talking about? That's a carbon tamid, which is a carbon seabor. And even in this case, a carbon seabor, the Torah says, from near my altar you shall take him to be put to death. Since the pasuk can be understood to teach that execution overrides karbanos of even the seabor, the kal vachomer can no longer be used to learn out the opposite din. Therefore, Abaye's din that executions do not override the tzibor, carbon and tzibor, is knocked off, is contradicted by this pasuk. On to the next part of the Mishnah. Dine, mamonos atumas atairos, when you're dealing with money in case of tum and taro, we start off from the most chash of a judge because of respect for him. Amarav, story time. Anahava, b'minyon, d'be rabbi. I was involved in a vote at Rebbe's court, uminai, d'di, avu maschil b'resha. And they started hearing from me. They picked me first. Rashi brings the case. This is a Gemara in Gittin. And then what happened was, is there was a b'minyana de sikrikon amra rav b'perikon izakin de katani hoshiv beizim b'nimu she'em sha'asa f'nei sikrikon sh'nei masach chodesh v'chulu v'amarav ano havabahu minyana u'minoi didihu ta'aschil b'reisha. There was an extortionist, and he forced this landowner, and he threatened him, you know, to sell this land. And the landowner didn't reclaim the land within 12 months. Another Jew can buy it from this extortionist, but the buyer is chayev to give it to the original owner 1/4 of the land based on the assumption that he reduced the price of the land by 1/4 since he sold it without any payment. Rav, he says how he took part of this over here, and he was the first one of the opinion, even though he wasn't the most chashev. Says Gemara, v'hanan maschinim in agadol tam. He said, we start from the agadol. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabba Berei de Rava v'itema Rebbe Hillel Berei de Rav Valis comes and he explains that Shiny Minyana de Be Rebbe, de Kula Minyana Minyan Naihu Minatzad of a Maschili, because the Be Rebbe was different. He was a big Anav, and he didn't start, Rashi says, Bin Pnei Anav Yisir, so Yisabo. Therefore, he didn't start for any case by him, even though he's obviously the most chashev. So he started from Minatzad, less chashev people. The Amar Rabba by the Rav of Itim Rab Hillel by the Rav Alos Mimos Moshe Vad Rabbi. This is the Gemara in Gittin also, same Gemara that we saw in the test. Mimos Rabbi Moshe Vad Rabbi Lo Matzinu Torah Gedola Mokam Echad. We didn't find that there was Torah and Gedula in only one person, right? No generation between Moshe and Rabbi was the person who was the greatest, you know, in terms of Torah knowledge. Was also the person who was, he had the most authority, was also the person of the greatest Torah knowledge. Moshe, he was ruler over the Jewish people, besides being the greatest Torah knowledge. And also Rebbe, how this also is Nasi. Velo, is that true? Oh, I have Yoshua, but there's Yoshua who led the Jews, you know, and he was a great, great sage, and he led everybody. Have Elazar. Lazar was there, and he was also equal. Says Rashi, "Chaveru b'Torah v'lo havi makom echad." Right, so he wasn't by himself. So Lazar, Kohen Gadol's Aaron's son, was also very chashuv, and therefore, even though Yeshua's authority over the Yidden was unmatched, he wasn't classified as the number one in his generation because there was also a Lazar there. Hi, Vava Pinchas. What about Pinchas, who was the leader of the Jewish people, and he was the greatest of the time? Says, Hava Zakenim. There was Zakenim. They were equal to him. Hi, Vava Shaul. What about Shaul? Hava Shmuel. The Shmuel was around the same time. Vaha Nach Nafshe. But Shmuel died. Shaul was still the king, so he then became by himself. The Kulu Shnei Karmina. We mean like all the years of the greatness. Hi, Vava David. About David Melech. Hava Ira Hayairi. There was Ira Hayairi. And David HaMelech would speak with him, right? This says Rashi, Gemara Moed Katan, that it says that David, his Rabbi Ira, would sit on pillows and he would teach the rabbis, and David HaMelech was one of them. So we see, yeah, he was pretty intense. For Hanach Nafshe, but he died. Kulushne come in, we're talking about all the years, they didn't have this singularity. Fav Shlomo. What about Shlomo HaMelech? Right, he was a king and he was a great scholar. Havashimi ben Gera, which Shimi ben Gera says Rashi, Gadol Haya, Kid Ashkechad Sheyared Likros David, Yardin Be'elafish. He was a great, great sage. Right, he came to David HaMelech with 1,000 followers. Ivakatle, but Shlomo had him killed. Right, he went against what Shlomo said to do. So Kulishnei coming in, we're talking about all the years. Right, there's no one during their time that had anything on them during the years. Have Chizkiah. What about Chizkiah? He was again the king and the great Torah scholar. Have Shevna. Shevna was around in his time also, and his yeshiva was even bigger than Chizkiah. We saw earlier 130,000 over 110,000. Right. So sorry, Vaha Ikdil, but Shevna was killed during his lifetime. And Mekulushne came in. I'm talking about Mekulushne. Ivava Ezra, what about Ezra? He was leading and no one was around with him. Have Nechemiah ben Chachloi, who also was even greater than Ezra in certain areas. And Rav Ada bar Ava, Afar Niomer, they asked the same, he must Rebbe Ad, Rebbe Rav Ashi, from Rebbe into Rav Ashi, Lomas Yenet Hargadul, Makam Echad, we don't find one place. Velo, is that true? Vahava Huna bar Nasan. It was Huna bar Nasan. So Rav Ashi and Rav Huna bar Nasan couldn't even say that they were unmatched. So the Gemara, no, Huna bar Nasan mechav have kayef lay or Rav Ashi. He considered himself lower than Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi can be said to have unmatched. Okay. Next part of Mishnah. Dinin nefashos maschilim at tzad. We start from the side, not from the most chashim when it comes to dinin nefashos. But I mean, let me know from. Amar v'achav bar papa, amar kur, because the pasuk says, lo sana al riv. Don't respond to an argument that we darshan lo sana al rav. Don't respond to a master, to someone who is greater than you, because riv is spelled without the yud. Rabbi bar Ruchana, amar Rabbi Yochanan. You learn from here. David said, let every man gird his sword. Everyone did it, and David also did it as well. And this pasuk is explained to talk about the things, the deliberations that are held in the case of Navel coming against David HaMelech, and they were going to execute him. Right, everyone girded the sword. So the pasuk which says that, and David also did it, shows that David offers opinion after everybody else. As I zokt hilge Rashi that the ba'achrona nimnu alav ladunu mishumori b'malchus. Amarav shona adam l'tamid overdani b'bedinin nefashos. A person can teach his Talmud about a capital case and judge along with them, even though the teacher is just now teaching a law relevant to this case, he's counted as an independent vote to either be zchus or for chova, like any of the judges. Maybe in fact the Gemara, atayis vatumas avu benova rav talmido monim lehem shnayim, that when you do a tuma and tire and tuma, the opinions of a father and a son or a teacher and his students are considered two. Dini mamonis dini fashas dini makas, when you're dealing with monetary capital. And Malchus, Kiddush HaChodesh Yerbishana, Avonu Rav HaTamid, Ein Modim Lem Ela Echad. It's only considered like they're one count, so how can we say that it's two? Beep, turn the page on Rav Meis. Ki Kama Rav, Ki Kama Rav Kana Rav Asi. Now he's talking about Rav Kana Rav Asi, De Ligamrei De Rav, Havut Tzrichei, V'Lesvari De Rav, Lo Vizrichei. They need only the information of Rav, but they didn't need his logical skills. Therefore, it's considered like two. Amar Rabbi Yafo, who sorry, the Varmi is being dini mamas and nefashas. We saw in our Mishnah that there's 10 differences between mamas and nefashas. V'chul and ein ogim ashor niskal, and none of them apply to a shor niskal, an ox that's going to be stoned. Chutz meas and mishlosha, except for the din of 23 judges. Right? It says ashor yisak el v'gam ba'al of yumas, which is we compare the execution of an ox to that of a person. All right, the first Mishnah learned out from this comparison that the court deciding whether or not an ox should be killed has to be of 23 judges, like in the case of a person. So Ravo is now saying that this comparison doesn't extend to other rules and procedures of capital cases. Minam Mila, where do we know this from? Right, that the laws of capital cases do not apply to the judgment of an ox. Amar of Acha Bar Papa, Rabbi Bacha says, the Amar Kala Pasuk says, Lo Sata Mishpat Evyon Chabarivo, you shall not pervert the judgment of your poor man in his fight, which is explained to mean that you can't convict a person of a capital crime by a simple majority of only one. You need to have at least two. Mishpat Avyoncha iatamate, which is telling you the judgment of your poor, you cannot decide by one. Avotamate mishpat shel shoriniskal, but you are able to do it by a shoriniskal if even it's only one more. Asara, affecting Gemara, ha tesavu. There's 10 differences in capital and monetary cases in our Mishnah, like Ravo said, but really there's only 9. Ha asara katani. The Mishnah. But the Mishnah teaches 10. Why are you saying there's only 9? Bishum Deina Kol Ksherin, really only 9 are different, are separate in our Mishnah because of the fact that not all people are Deina Kol Ksherin, are qualified to judge capital cases, which is excluding a mamzer, v'esem mishlosha chadehi, and the din of 23 judges are all from one source, and therefore, why do Ravo say that there were 10? There's another type of person who's disqualified from judging a capital case, even though he could do it with a monetary case. The time went to Nebraisa. Ain Moshivan B'Sanhedrin. We can't seat. We may not seat as a judge in the Sanhedrin. Zakin V'Saris U'Misha Ain Lo Banim. An old man, a Saris, or someone who doesn't have any children. Says Rashi, Zakin Shechach Kfar Tzar Gadol Banim. Tzar Gadol Banim. He's forgot what it means to raise kids. V'Ainu Rachmani, Chin Sris, he's not a Merachim. He's not a person who's merciful and also a Sris. Rabbi Yehuda Mosef, yes, Afak Zari, also a cruel person, can't be part of this. He has to be able to find a basis to be kind. V'chilufem, Mimesis. But the opposite is true when it comes to someone who instigates others to do Avodah Zarah. The Chman Omer, Lo Sachmov, Lo Sachas HaLav. The Torah says, don't have pity on him and don't cover for him as we go intense when it comes to that. HaKol Kshem Ladin, Duni Mamas, is that everyone's eligible to be a judge of a monetary case of Kulusim Havitz, including Aruvudu Asuli Mamzis, includes even a Mamzer, you can do monetary cases. Hotel Lichad is Himma, we already learned that in the Mishnah Nida. HaKol Roy Ladun, Dini Nefashis, Roy Ladun, Dini Mamas, anyone who could do Dini Fashis can do Dini Mamas, Vyesh Roy Ladun, Dini Mamas, Vain Roy Ladun, Dini Fashis, someone could do Mamas, but not Nefashis. Vavin and Baal, Lusimai, what is that? Vamir Vyuda, Lusimamas, coming to this good mamzer. So why does he need to say that our Mishnah includes a mamzer if according to him the other Mishnah already indicates a mamzer is going to be good? And for the Gemara that really each Mishnah is allowing a different type of person to be involved in monetary cases. One Mishnah is including a ger. One a mamzer. And we need to teach both. Yesh ben a ger, the Mishnah would have told us that a convert, a ger, is qualified as a judge. We would think that it's true. The Roy Lavo Bakal, since he's able to get married into another yid. A mamzer, because he can't, therefore no. Made a mamzer, he just taught us a mamzer, then I would think the reason why that is because the bami tibik shera comes from a tibik shera. If a ger the low bami tibik shera, then Emelo would say, no, tzricha, therefore has to be taught that the person can be involved in the judging. Next part of the Mishnah, last part, Ve'ina kol k'sherim lo dun dini nefashos, but not everyone is kosher to be dunning dini nefashos, right? And we said only people who has good yichus can be involved in this, that their daughters can marry kohanim, they can do it. My time, what's the reason? The Tani of Yosef says, k'shem shebezdin menuken b'tzedek, just like those of the court have to be free from any lacking in being a tzaddik, kach menukim mikomu masav, to be clear of any sort of blemish, any mum. Amar meimar, Mikra Pasuk tells you, kulach yafe rayasi umum einbach. You're entirely beautiful, my friend, without any blemish in you. Kulach yafe rayasi, Pasuk Shereshim. Vidilma mum mamish, maybe the Pasuk means an actual mum and not a yichustik a mum, like a mamzer or something. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, this yatzvu shami mach, in reference to the judges that Moshe picked, says that they shall stand there with you, imach bedomalach with you, means something similar to you, meaning that there's no problem in yichus. In yichus problems. Vidilma hasa mishum shchina, maybe over there the judges with, no mum issues, because it's in front of the Shechina that they're, but judges on a regular Sanhedrin don't have to have a problem with Yichus. The problem with Yichus wouldn't be an issue. Hello, I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. I'm a couple of success. V'nasu itach. Reference to judges that Yisro had
earlier advised Moshe to pick, the pasuk says they shall bear with you the burden. Itach bedom lach lahave, with you implies something similar to you, Moshe, as doesn't have any yichus issues. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Whew, that was a long Mishnah. And I want to show you all a great, great day.